had a strange dream last night. Not particularly good, but not bad either. Just weird. There was a man sitting in an office. He was talking. No one else in the room with him. I couldn't hear what he was saying. I couldn't hear anything except a pleasant, catchy melody in the background. Not exactly upbeat, but close. It was odd. It was nice, but broken in places. And occasionally, it would loop back and repeat a few seconds, then skipping ahead to a completely different part. He stopped talking suddenly, looking out the window. He looked shocked and almost scared. He started talking again, and then stopped. After about a minute, he got up and walked to the door. He opened it. The person who had worn the bird mask was standing in the doorway. The one I saw on the road that time I ran out of gas. It was taller than I remember, much taller. It towered over the man. He walked back to his chair. The person with the mask walked over and sat down in the chair near the door, on the other side of the desk. They handed the man a piece of paper. He took it and began to read it. He started doing something on his computer. I couldn't see what it was. He said something to it. It handed him a piece of paper, and he seemed surprised. He paused for a few seconds and said something to them. They handed him another piece of paper, and he said something. The person started to laugh, that the man looked like they were murdering someone in front of him. After a few seconds, it handed him two pieces of paper, and he said something after reading each. Then, the person in the mask got up, waved, and walked out. I woke up then. I got a few minutes to look at photos of dogs and cats on Instagram. I grabbed a bottle of water from the mini fridge I keep in the truck and drank some of it. Then I lay back down. It didn't take me long to fall asleep, and I was right back in the dream. It was later. It was darker outside, probably 5-ish. The view out of the window looked vaguely familiar. The man was on his computer, and I could see it now. I was behind him. He was looking at a Wikipedia article on a person. Someone named Lydia Francis. I recognized the name. She's a journalist. I couldn't see any of the words in the article. The screen was blurry. The screen changed. Now the title of the article was different. The bird disappearances. Then that started to get blurry too. Until I couldn't see any of the room in detail. The music in the background started getting louder until I woke up. I'm going to look up those articles. I'm not sure if the second one is even real, but I'm curious. I've stopped for the night, so I'm looking at those articles now. I'm at the article for Lydia Francis now. Apparently, she's been missing since 2017. There's a link to the bird disappearances in this article as well. I'm clicking on it. Why is this connection so slow? Okay. Oh, it's a serial killer. Taking a single person each year. On the 12th. A month forward each year. There was one in 2018. There hasn't been one this year yet. That makes no sense. There was one in 1867. That's over 150 years. I wonder how they know they're all connected. Oh wow. There's a connection. Old Goose. Each disappearance is related to Old Goose. Oh shit. Hank Rodericks. I knew him. We were friends in high school. Shit. I'm getting pretty close to the warehouse now. About a few minutes away, I had to get gas. I lost track and almost ran out. On my way through town, I saw a new store. I didn't ever see it go under construction. I don't know how it went up so fast. It was a store selling antique beard trimmers. There was a huge picture in the window. A picture of a bunch of computers. Not old computers, new ones. HP and Dell. And MSI. Oh, there's that We Are Hungry billboard, and another one. It's an ad for an amusement park. It's in almost blindingly bright colors, lots of pink and yellows and blues. A big roller coaster graphic named Disney Planet. I'm amazed they haven't even sued it yet. Okay, I can see it a bit better now. Oh my god. There's even a cartoon ferret with huge ears. Looks just like Mickey Mouse. Wow. Crows, 3, 4, 5? Oh wow. Even more. And there it is. That awful tree. Oh, that's where the crows were coming from. The tree is covered in them. There must be at least 30 of them. I can hardly see it. It's starting to get dark already. Why does it get dark so early? Oh, there's the warehouse. Why does this place never look welcoming? Even less so tonight, though. It's annoyingly dark for the time. Looks like it might rain soon. Hopefully it won't. The clouds are getting pretty angry looking, though. I can only see a few patches of sky. Really nice purple and oranges. I wish I could see it. Must be pretty. The lighting is making the warehouse look rather ominous. It's not particularly pleasant. I swear, these doors get heavier each time. Why is it always so dark in here? It doesn't help that almost no light is coming through the window. I just have one box today. Not sure what's in it. Not sure I care what's in it. Oh, what's that? I think, oh, it's a book. The cover feels almost like leather, but I'm pretty sure it's different. I'm going to take it with me. Oh, that's weird. The last set of boxes I brought are still here. They've been moved though. They're sitting near the corner, at the other end of the building. I can hardly see them. That's never happened before. Strange. I've pulled over at a truck stop. I've been looking through that book for the last few minutes. A whole bunch of it is in some other language. Not one I can recognize. It looks completely alien to me. And I took linguistics in high school. It loops around itself, almost like cursive, but also completely different. A whole bunch is made up of symbols as well. The sun, the moon, what looks like a tombstone. Something that looks human, but all the proportions are off. There are a few others, which I can't really understand. Most of it is at the beginning. The book has pages torn out. About 10 or 20% is missing. Some of the pages are all gone. Others have only half ripped out. About halfway through the book, Old Goose is mentioned for the first time. After that, there's barely been a page which doesn't mention it. A lot of it is completely illegible. Some of the parts I can read don't even make a lot of sense. The book says that Old Goose is a watcher from beyond. The word divine is used a few times among the illegible writing after. So, I'm guessing it's supposed to be a god? What kind of name is Old Goose for a god? Maybe it means something in that other language. I suppose it's possible. The book also refers to Old Goose with a few other names later on. Lord of Crows, the Witherer, the Bringer of Madness. A few are impossible to read. A few other words show up a lot, with no context or no legible context. Beginning, Awakening, Feast, Lighthouse, Stars, Wrath, Madness. One phrase is repeated everywhere as well, the Hollow Tree. I feel like it could be referring to that tree on the way to the warehouse. I feel like it could be referring to that tree on the way to the warehouse, but I think that's probably a stretch. There are a lot of references in here to a resurrection. Oh, there's a map here. Oh, that's the warehouse. I'm certain of it. I recognize those roads. I can see the spot on it where I am now. And the tree is here as well. There's a spot marked here along that narrow stretch of a road where I saw that thing with the mask. The one from my dream. Oh, there's a drawing of it here. It looks different than I remember. I'm almost certain its face wasn't this tall. This one also has jewels embedded in it. Wait, what? The book. It refers to this as Old Goose. Wait, no. Not as Old Goose. As the beginning of Old Goose? I don't get it. Oh wait, there's more on the next page. It says that this thing will become the Lord of Crows. But it also says that it is Old Goose. The book seems to use the names interchangeably. Awake? Oh, I think I understand. I think it's saying that this thing is some kind of manifestation of Old Goose, which can become the real thing. Something along those lines. Anyway, there was a lot that I couldn't read. The page also mentions a sacred day. When it can. I can't read that word. Something about the warehouse. More unreadable scribbles. Something about a ritual. The awakening. Oh, a completely legible sentence. The awakening must be performed on the sacred day when the stars come together at the hollow tree. The next sentence says that a feast of some sort, the word before illegible, will happen at the warehouse. I think. Yeah. I'm going to head back to the warehouse. The last sentence mentioned a sacred spot beneath the warehouse. It started to rain again. So that sucks. It's getting really cold. The heating is on, but it takes a little time to warm up. I should get a pair of gloves or something. I'm on my way to the warehouse. There was a page which mentioned yearly sacrifices. It's just a guess, but I don't think it's in the memory. The bird disappearances are once a year. Am I overthinking? Maybe, but I don't think so. I'll be there pretty soon. Oh, new billboard. Oh, it says, Old Goose misses you. All caps, large text. The Disney Planet billboard is still there. The clouds look angry right now. Why do the clouds look so angry? The rain is light. The clouds are dark and violent. It doesn't seem quite right. Like two different worlds colliding. Disturbing. The truck has finally warmed up. So that's something. I guess. I'm on my way into the warehouse. The sky is still a little unpleasant. It's better though. The clouds have calmed down a bit. The rain is a little worse. It's utterly dark in here. I'm glad I brought the flashlight I keep in the truck. I can't see anything interesting in the spot I found the book. Oh, the box I dropped off earlier is gone. So are most of the ones from the last delivery. There's one left. Oh, what's that? I think that's a door. Yeah, it definitely is. How does it make sense? Looks like there's no one here. The door led to some stairs. I'm in a room. Not large, but not small either. It's freezing in here. The walls are blank stone, cracked, nothing special. On the wall across from the stairs, there are paintings. Three, in large, fancy frames. The expensive kind you'd expect to see in a mansion. On the left, a lighthouse surrounded by a huge swarm of crows. Hundreds of them. A beautiful night sky above, with a circular gap in the sky, as if a vast, dark world was blocking out the stars. On the right, an elk grazing in a field. The field is shining and golden, with a river flowing behind it. The elk is bleeding. There's a pool of blood forming around it, but it doesn't seem concerned. Wait, its eyes are wrong. Its eyes look dead. It's awful. The center one doesn't appeal to me either. The painting itself is beautiful. It's that tree. It's surrounded by crows. There are a few on every branch. Lightning is flashing in the background, bright and blinding. A dark and stormy sea in the sky, raining its hatred down onto the world. There are no stars, even in the empty patches of the sky. There are no stars. It feels wrong, just looking at it. Okay. I really don't want to look at it. Ugh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Okay, the rest of the room. Okay, there's an altar beneath the paintings. It has a beautiful mask on it, a bird mask. It has a few jewels embedded in the sides, and a little bit of gold on the beak. It's completely covered in dust. It looks like it hasn't been touched for years. The end of the bake is silver. I think it's metal. It could be the one from the book. There's a calendar under one of the paintings. One day is marked March 12th. That's 3 days. Okay. I'm leaving. I'll come back on the 12th.
The Hollow Tree, Episode 8, The Warehouse, written by Ben Brzezinski and narrated by Selena Sarkazian.